Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
Christmas is the time to say I love you.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along, Captain Dennis. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Hopefully you're making the best of it, given the gift of aviation. All right, so, you know, if you're not traveling across the U.S. commercial, hopefully you're flying your own plane, but you got to keep an eye on the oil. You know, that's one of the things on the checklist you got to do. Your walk around before you fly, your 172, 182, your Mooney 201, and I came across this article from the folks at avbrief.com, and they put out a little article on oil and knowing what your capacity and basically understanding the operating limits for, you know, four-cylinder engines like that are in your aircraft. And, you know, I always looked at it like, well, you just got to make sure it's, you know, below the minimum and not above the maximum line. Kind of like a car, but is that not necessarily the case, Dennis, or what?
I wish it was that easy, and it should be that easy, but, you know, this is aviation, and it's not. You know, my airplane actually says capacity, 8 quarts.
Yeah.
If I put 8 quarts in that airplane, I guarantee I'm going to have about 3 of it on the belly of the plane over the next hour, because it will find its happy level, and it seems to be very happy around 5.5.
So if you have too much, or if you have over 5.5, it'll like pop open and start blowing out, or what?
There's a breather tube that's connected to the crankcase, and it's vents down to the belly.
Yeah.
So the airplane, if there's excess oil, it's splashing around inside that crankcase, and it gets picked up by the breather tube and is sent overboard. So that's part of the waste oil that we get. So no.
Well, does that start
to 8 quarts?
creating, you know, do you instantly become a skywriter by default in that case?
No, it's not going into your exhaust where it's burning, but it's covering the belly of the plane, which just makes more work for me. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it does keep corrosion down because it seems to find its way into all the cracks and crevices. When you take the belly panels off for annual, you'd be amazed how much oil's in the inside of those panels too. It's just a fine film everywhere.
A gooey mess, which isn't ideal. I mean, I guess it's good to be lubricated, but that's not the way to do it, I assume.
Well, and it's a typical airplane thing. You know, I swear to God, it's redundancy, because when you look at the type certificate data sheet on an IO360, which is what's in my plane, I think the minimum capacity of oil is 2 quarts. So it has to have at least 2 quarts in the engine in order for the sump to pick it up and pump and make oil pressure.
Okay.
So the absolute minimum then that they can certify it with is 4 quarts. So the sump capacity is actually 8. So it's somewhere between that minimum certified capacity of 4 quarts, but the maximum capacity of the sump of 8. So somewhere in the middle of all that. And the engine tells you, it literally does.
It tells you by what?
It will sit and run at 5.5 quarts for weeks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then finally it'll burn it down to below 5 and you add a quart, and magically it will settle right back down to 5.5 again, even though you were up to 6. So it knows its happy spot. So don't go and fill to whatever the dipstick says. If it says 8 quarts, it's way too much.
Yeah. And you know this by trial and error, or is there something in the POH or what? How are you figuring this out?
It is literally tribal knowledge.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee that, except maybe for a Rotax engine, which has got a dry sump, I'm pretty sure that every general aviation engine does not like being run at the full capacity. You take a Baron with, you know, a 6-cylinder Continental or Lycoming, they're going to be the same way. They're going to say they need 12 quarts. There's not a mechanic or pilot that will put 12 quarts in the thing, because it'll be all over the belly, you know, not too long after.
Well, that would be a better scenario then, as opposed to not enough. Regardless, right?
You don't run it at 2. Definitely not. Mm-hmm. What you'll hear is most people say for the typical 4-cylinder engine, you want to be somewhere around 6 quarts.
Okay.
And that would, you know, consider it a minimum. And then as you gain experience with your airplane, you see what its consumption pattern is and where it seems to be happy and maintain that.
Yeah. But as far as like warning signs, if you were running too low, you're going to see what your oil pressure go down.
Oil pressure will be fluctuating. You might see your oil temperature, you know, climbing up very high because there's not enough fluid, you know, running through the system to help dissipate heat, things like that.
Yeah. Are you going to see anything though, if you're over capacity, or it's just going to bleed it off, like you said, and make a mess?
It's going to blow it out. You know, there might be a frothy mess. So you definitely don't want to fill it over eight quarts, over the maximum. That's really bad because now it's up into the cam and, you know, frothing and spraying all over the place. That could cause problems.
Yeah, but you're not necessarily going to see anything on the gauges gauges.
It's going to indicate normal because it's certified and tested to that maximum capacity.
Make a mess of your undercarriage there, and you don't want that either. So, so when you maintain the proper oil in that four-cylinder engine, I mean, it just helps with longevity, how smooth. Are you going to feel things at all?
You won't feel any difference at all. Yeah. What you'll feel is a change in your wallet, though, because if you go out there and it's at 5.5 quarts, oh, it's below 6, I'm going to add a quart. I guarantee you, by the next time you check it, it's going to be back down to about 5, about 6, and the next flight probably down to 5.5 again.
Yeah.
It will, within a matter of, you know, 2-3 hours, it will find its equilibrium again.
Interesting. And otherwise,
throwing a $9 gallon or $9 a gallon quart of oil, you know.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, it just bleeds it off the bottom, like you said. And
it covers the belly of the airplane.
Huh.
You'd be amazed how much oil winds up on that.
Interesting. So, and just so I'm clear, there's really no way to know this other than kind of like trial and error. I mean, or you figure if it says eight, figure, you know, start at 6 and then see what it does and monitor it or what? I mean,
that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
And I don't think you'll find most mechanics these days are filling those airplanes up to 8 quarts.
Yeah. Well, I would understand that. And then other than watching the gauges, would you feel anything if things were like you were losing too much oil, or would the engine start running rough too? Or is it just you're going to see heat and pressure and
you're
going to
see the oil
change?
Temperatures rising and the oil pressure might be fluctuating if you're down too low, because it's going to, you know, it's not picking up oil, it's not lubricating. If you let it go really long, then you'll definitely feel something and hear something stop hearing everything entirely as it seizes.
But on the other end of the spectrum, once again, you wouldn't necessarily feel or see anything on the gauges. It would just be a mess when you looked at the belly.
Yep, so, you're going to leave a nice little oil slick.
So I guess if you're going to, you'd want to lean towards that avenue and, you know, on the spectrum, right?
Yeah, and I think as a pilot, you know, you owe it to yourself to go look into things like the type certificate data sheet. Look and see what Lycoming said it was needed for that engine, you know, and they'll show you, you know, the minimum capacity that they list is 4.
Yeah.
So,
or nothing else, Google it amongst fellow Mooniacs. That'll help you out there, too. All right, more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.